know you can't meditate. If you a freak, then you come on with me. And I know what you came here to do. Now, let me see you get loose. It's going down for real.
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio. This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
What's up, everybody? Happy Hump Day. Nathan Zagura, Andrew Gribble, and Kevin Jones in studio again for Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
Day two.
KJ, welcome back. Day two indeed. Gribbs, good to have you here as well, brother.
It's a good three-man studio. Gibbs is back, too. This is awesome.
We've got our Dennis Miller right here, which is wonderful, and Mr. Kevin Jones.
Combination of Tony Kornheiser, too, because I got the writing background, so give me that.
I'll give you Tony, and plus that's a little DC for you. We'll give you that flavor.
And Dennis Miller, who short-lived. I enjoyed that.
I enjoyed Dennis Miller.
What about Van Gundy? We can call him that.
Ooh, Van Gundy. That's high praise.
I'm not going to tackle anyone's leg on the football field, though.
You might.
Actually, yeah, let's not.
You've thought about it.
Let's not rule that out. You almost did last year with Crowell in Atlanta.
I did. Well, I was giving him some windows, like drifting, so he could move a little bit quicker. I was drifting. I may have tripped an NFL Films cameraman, but I was not in danger of tripping Crowell. The referee was in danger for a brief moment.
The league almost looked into that.
They almost did, but they did not. Almost only counts. Just like, what is it? What's almost winning? It's losing. Mike Pettine. You have that. And speaking of today, it is the ESPYs. And you wrote an article today about the Browns ESPYs. Have we put that out there, or was that just a sneak peek for me?
I don't want to claim that as mine. This was a collaborative,
effort.
Yeah, it was a joint.
This is a Andrew Gribble, Kevin Jones, Cleveland Browns digital production.
Joint venture.
That will be coming out very soon. I think there's some production issues going on right now, but it will be unveiled. But it's 14 different categories, some off-the-radar ones, some ones you might expect. I think it's pretty good. I think it'll be more entertaining than the ESPYs tonight. Well, I'll go as far
wow.
to say that.
And it also marks today, and we'll do the ESPYs. That's our Ohio Business Machine hot topic of the day. So I want you to think about these. You can call in. We'll tabulate the votes as it goes on. Best Browns player from the past season, best breakthrough performance from the last season, the best play from last season, the best game. And I also want to say, we'll throw out, like, because this is like a play like a Brown building, so we'll give it like the best heart. Who showed the most heart on this Cleveland Browns football team a year ago? So five categories there. You can tweet us at Browns_daily, at Nathan Zagura, at Andrew_Gribble, or at Mr_Kevin Jones. Also today, it's the return of Jason Gibbs. Gibbs, what's up, bro?
Howdy, guys.
Gibbsy.
What's a good word?
You've been playing some golf? What have you been up to?
Was in Myrtle Beach.
How was it?
It was really hot.
Yeah.
It was a little warm. Saturday, the heat index was 115.
You were dripping in sweat.
It was ugly. I am a sweater when it's like 60 degrees, so 115 you can.
Did your bald head get a little burnt, or were you wearing a hat?
No hat. Periodically. Just depending on what we were doing, where we were at. So, I am shocked to say no real burn.
Good for you.
I went with the spray sunscreen instead of the liquid.
Oh, they need to get rid of liquid.
Liquid? I always miss spots. Things get ugly.
It's all spray.
It's messy.
You got to come up with a spray, though, that's actually not harmful to you or the earth, and then that would be great.
Yeah. So, got away, left on Friday, came back last night. Pretty good weekend. Highlighted, if I don't say this, she'll kill me. I got engaged.
Whoa.
Hello.
Wow.
Right. Gibbs bomb dropped on Browns Daily.
Give us this story. Was it romantic? Yeah. Like, how did you drop down on one knee?
It was a long and tedious process because I had a couple different scenarios laid out. I'm like, okay, well, my thought was Friday night's going to be out. We were going to go to fireworks on the beach. You know, her two kids were with us, and they're 15 and 11. They're both girls, so it's a house full of women and then me and a dog.
oh my!
Yeah, exactly. So. I'll do it on the beach, fireworks going on, big deal. It'll be nice. And there was some technical issues and they didn't shoot the fireworks off at 10 o'clock. And she's like, we're all tired. Let's just go back to the hotel. I'm like, oh, okay, great. All right. Not a big deal. Little minor speed bump. We'll try for the next night. And the next day, We were doing some day drinking, and we were, you know, we were out and about. We went to dinner, and we came back, and I go, you know, I'm going to run downstairs. I'm going to grab some drinks, come back up. We'll leave the girls in the room. They can watch a movie. We were at a resort, so it wasn't anything. You know, they could do anything they wanted to. I'm like, I'll bring her downstairs. We'll go out for drinks. We'll walk on the beach. Everything will be great. Come back. She is sound asleep in bed.
Oh, my God.
I was like, this is never going to happen.
Someone's sending you a sign.
So the next night, I'm like, well, we're going up in that sky wheel on Myrtle Beach, the big Ferris wheel that they got. I'm like, I'll do it there. We get in the Ferris wheel. She and her oldest, like, start having panic attacks about being up so high.
Oh, my.
This is like out of a movie.
This is really happening. And like, my sister's texting me. She goes, has it happened? Did you do it? I go, I can't even do it right now. She's like, I'm trying to talk her off the ledge here.
So what happened?
Monday rolls around, and we had a really bad storm late Monday. And by Monday night, the waves were about 4 feet. So I said, you know, we were out to dinner. We saw some fireworks somewhere else, and we came back to the hotel. And I'm like, come on. Everybody, she's like, oh, everybody's kind of tired. I'm like, come on, we're going down to the beach. I was like, I am doing this tonight.
It's going down.
And, you know, the kids were off doing their thing, and we were just sitting on the beach and just talking, and got down on the knee and did my thing.
How did she react?
She, it was actually pretty funny. We've had a running joke because we've been living in sin together for I don't know how, you know, a few years.
Yeah.
According to certain people, we live in sin. But even though we've both already been married, it is what it is. So
I support you, Jason.
Thank
James.
You. We had no problem with it. So, you know, at one point she's like, yeah, you're my roommate. So I go to tell her, I'm like, all right, I'm going to make the move right now. I said, I've been thinking about some things. She goes, yeah. I said, I don't think we should be roommates anymore.
Ooh. Dramatic.
So she took that as
oh my God, you're breaking up with me
on vacation
at Myrtle Beach.
And she's like, all I could think was this was gonna get real awkward because we still had to spend all day Tuesday together. We had to fly back home together, and how was this going to go? And she's like, the look on her face is ridiculous. And then I was like, I don't want to be roommates. I want to be husband and wife. And I got down on the knee.
Aww.
So it was good. But it was a long weekend to make it happen. And hiding the ring and making sure the ring got through TSA. And
seriously,
like,
no,
oh,
that was probably a big concern.
It was a huge concern. It was a big worry.
Did you sleep at all during like those 4 days?
I did. Not great, but I did get some sleep. I got some shut eye, but I was running out of time. I'm like, I don't know when I'm going to do this.
Congrats to you, Jason.
It is
awesome.
A massive congrats.
Thank you.
Gibbs.
Thank you. So
how does it feel? Fiance.
We are very happy. She and I are very happy. I'm sure she, is busy showing it off today. So.
Gibbs, put me on the maybe list. That's all I want. When you make the list.
It will be, yeah, we got to figure it out.
Be
like, that's
the maybe.
I mean, you have your locks, you have your best friends, you know, the family. Yeah. Then you got, the people we've met and we kind of like, but we don't know if we want to pay $100 for them to come have fun. But put me on the maybe list.
Yeah.
So to you, just being on the maybe list, even if it's ultimately a no,
that would be an honor because I've known him for just over a year. We've worked together pretty closely, so I would be honored to be on the maybe list, Gibbs.
I think you're probably on the maybe list right now. They could just talk their way right.
Well, and we got to figure out what we're gonna do, and so we got engaged, and it was like 11:45 at night, and she looks at me, and she goes, "We can't call anybody. Like people have to get up for work on Tuesday.
Uh-huh.
You know, we're just gonna have to wait." Except my 11-year-old took a picture, and she's like, "No, don't worry about it. I've already posted it on Instagram." And I'm like, oh no.
Well, you know, the Facebook deal, that's like the biggest part of getting engaged now. It gets like 600 likes. Like that's a big deal. I'm surprised that your fiance wasn't all about that.
She's not Facebook.
That's awesome.
She's not big into the Facebook thing.
That's humongous.
Well, her stepdaughter had seen the 11-year-old's post, copied it off of Instagram and put it on Facebook. So I'm getting all these texts yesterday from my friends like, dude, did you get engaged? Like, what are you doing? Why didn't you tell me? I'm like, I haven't even had time. We had to check out of the resort, and then we had like that 4-hour downtime before our flight. So we were kind of in limbo where we were at, and then we were at a water park. I didn't have my phone on me. It was one of those, like, we never even called our parents till like 8 o'clock last night. They all knew it was happening because I had told them on Friday. I had to run around and do that before we left, you know, ask for permission and all that stuff. And but it was a crazy, crazy weekend, and we're still telling people. At some point, I'll get around to actually posting something on Facebook today about it. But, yeah, things are good, and we'll figure out a destination, maybe relatively small wedding since both of us had huge weddings the first time. But
what about a bachelor party, Gibbs? Where are you thinking? Vegas, New Orleans?
The friends are already working on that.
KJ, would you like to be a maybe for the bachelor party?
I think I'm just going to show up regardless. I'm going to find out where it is and then just kind of attach myself if that's okay.
The bachelor party might be the bachelor party is going to be insane. I just know my friends. I know
the way he said that, you just know it is.
I know where this is going, and I'm probably the last one, and I know what happened my first one and what went down, and I can only imagine what's going to happen.
Where was that, Gibbs?
It was in town, but there were stories. There might have been an inflated blow-up doll taped to someone's roof of their car the next morning when their wife and kids came out to get in it.
Allegedly.
There were things going on, and yeah.
Mine was in Vegas, and it was a great time.
If we go to Vegas, someone's not coming back.
So I went to Put-in Bay for mine.
Oh,
that was a good
same
time.
Thing.
Golf carts.
Yeah.
I have a girlfriend of 3 months right now, so.
That's like a serious relationship for you.
That is. We'll put you on the maybe list.
I can do maybe. I don't know if I can do maybe plus one. Like, you got to be like 6 months, I feel like.
Gibbs, congrats, man. That's awesome.
That was the weekend. Sorry, story was a little long.
It was great. It's a great story. I'm a big fan of engagement stories on the radio.
I'm not at all offended that I found out this way, Gibbs. So you can
take
that to heart.
I'm a little offended.
No.
But I'm gonna get over it. And I'm gonna get over it by us, you know, getting all and going on in this show, the four horsemen together right now.
First road trip will be in Tampa Bay. I think that is a nice little place where we can all celebrate.
Gibbs.
Oof.
You should have your bachelor party in Tampa
Bay. Yeah, we'll do the Browns version there.
I'm like, wait a minute, and the Browns don't play till night, the following night.
That's a great place for some mans. Nonetheless, today is nice. The Cleveland Browns Daily ESPY Awards, so get us your stuff here. Best Browns player from the year, best breakthrough performance from last season, best play from last season, best game from last season, and also who showed the most heart, who was the kind of the courage award winner. We have Joel Corey, former NFL sports agent, current NFL contracts and salary cap specialist for CBS and the National Football Post. He'll be with us at 1:30. It's also Mailbag Wednesday, so tweet us your questions using the hashtag mailbag. We will talk franchise tags. We also have Andrew Mason from DenverBroncos.com joining us at 2:30 to talk about the Broncos, their offseason. We continue our Browns opponent previews. Also interesting because Demaryius Thomas is involved in one of these big franchise tag situations. We'll get his take on the Peyton Manning trade rumors, where this team really stands. We'll find all that out at 2:30 p.m. So we're off to a good start here. We're going to keep it going when we come back on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.